Back here at Drake Stadium, we're talking with double qualifiers in the girls' class 2A 100-meter dash, Rachel Kegmarinski, Lexi Terpstra. Rachel, I'm going to start with you. State record in the event to qualify for the finals. What does that mean to you to be able to have a strong run, set yourself up well for the finals coming up later on in the weekend?
I mean, it feels amazing. These are like the kind of things you dream about, you know, when you're younger, and it's so nice to see that my training, my hard work, all of the like time and effort me and my coaches have poured in is finally paying off.
Lexi, before we started talking in the interview here, I mentioned I thought I was going to get kicked in the face because of the height you got off of the jump when you found out you qualified there in the 100. Just what truly was the emotion that just went through your head when you found out you qualified for the finals?
I mean, honestly, I was just shocked. Like, I came in 15th, and I was just hoping that I could run my race, maybe PR, and I did that, and it paid off. So I was just super excited to hear that news, and if you would have told me a year ago today at State that I'd be in the finals, I would not have believed you. So I'm just super excited and excited to represent my team.
And let's talk about that too, because you mentioned it last year. Well, this wasn't necessarily an event where, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't think you even tried to qualify for state, and here you are a year later in the finals for a chance to run against Rachel for that title. And I know that that's a goal that you set personally for yourself, is to try to beat Rachel one of these races. But just being able to get here at this point, just talk about the work that went into getting that time down to a point where you could qualify for the finals.
I mean, I've been working on my block starts a lot lately, and Rachel has just pushed me so much. Like, I always joke that I just copy what she does when we're warming up, and she's just pushed me, I feel like, to be the best athlete I can be. I've been able to look up to her as a role model, so it's just been amazing, and I admire her so much.
And Rachel, I mean, I'm sure that's got to feel good to hear too, but conversely, with Lexi continuing to drop those times, it's pushed you as well, I'm sure, on the backside of that. And so you mentioned hard work as well going into this. What's it taken to get this time to where you were able to go sub 12 today?
Yeah, like Lexi said, tons of block starts. And same for me. You know, Lexi has been an amazing person to kind of have for a partner in these races. We help give each other confidence. We speak truth into each other that we know if we run our race, we can do amazing. And something that really helped was like mental preparation, just making sure that I knew what I was going to do when I came down here, and I had a plan, and I stuck to that.
Girls, appreciate the time. Best of luck at the finals. Looking forward to seeing maybe a 1-2 finish, hopefully, in the 100-meter dash tomorrow. Like, Lexi, I saw the reaction there on the face, but I'm trying to speak that positive vibe that we can go 1-2, right?
Yes.
So appreciate your time as always, and again, best of luck in the finals.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Rachel Kegmarinski and Lexi Terpstra of the Pella Christian Girls Track and Field Team here at the State Track and Field Meet at Drake Stadium.